Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
Welcome back. It is Monday, July 31st, and today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-Boy.
Tomorrow is August 1st, which means tomorrow is vacation season, officially. Dusting off that passport, are you, Nick?
Why don't we circle back September 9th? How does that sound to you?
Oh, is that your out-of-office message?
If it's really important, you can email my co-host, Jack. He'll get back to you immediately.
Yeah, right. That's not the arrangement.
First story, what do we got for the show, Jack?
Maxwell has just unveiled the biggest innovation in coffee since Half and Half.
Because iced coffee dominates the streets, but hot coffee dominates the sheets.
For our second story, Meta's Threads was the fastest growing app of all time as it took on Twitter.
The Yetis, Jack and I got some new numbers, and we have got to share those new numbers.
And our third and final story, this July has been the hottest month on Earth ever recorded by far.
And one big solution may be a white paint from a college startup.
That is a fantastic mix of stories.
That is a wonderful mix of stories, Jack.
Before we hit that mix, though, A-B-L-E.
A-B-L-E. Yetis, you know what that stands for? Always be launching everything.
This week, we're launching something. The biggest launch of the T-Boy era.
Because Jack and I are launching the best newsletter yet.
The T-Boy Daily Email Newsletter.
The T-Boy Newsletter, this podcast, but now in words.
It's going to have our fresh takeaways.
In your inbox.
Our best facts yet.
In your inbox.
Our Kooky Crisp.
Breaking your inbox. But Jack, will you sprinkle on a little context for us over there?
Nick and I have a long history in the newsletter game.
Yeah, Jack and I whipped out the whiteboard. Together, we have written 2,438 newsletters.
We have permanent carpal tunnel.
Yes, we do. Can't move my left pinky.
Yetis, our first company was called Market Snacks. It was a daily business newsletter.
And Jack and I sold that company to Robinhood, and it became Robinhood Snacks. Maybe you read it.
So why are two full-time microphone-loving podcasters adding an email right now?
Jack, that's a fantastic question. What's the answer and the takeaway?
You are the answer.
It's because of you, Yetis.
Last year, we did a survey of our audience, and 2,000 of you responded.
And 2,000 of you answered what you wanted from the best one yet.
And guess what your number one request was?
It was merch. Actually, it was merch. You wanted t-shirts and you wanted hats. That's what you wanted.
But the number two request was a newsletter.
It was a newsletter. A newsletter so you can finally keep track of our takeaways.
A newsletter so you can share our stories with your buddies more easily.
And Jack and I decided that this newsletter, it's got to be that and more.
Yeah, it is. Every day, Nick and I curate dozens of potential stories, but only three of them make this podcast.
So Jack and I are adding those extra stories that you need to know to the newsletter.
Sign up now for the T-Boy newsletter at news.tboypod.com.
First T-Boy newsletter drops this Wednesday.
News.tboypod.com. Sign up right now.
The newsletter's coming. In the meantime, Jack, let's hit our three stories.
We've done 2,438 of these, but this is the best one yet.
It's a T-Boy.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick. That's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Kraft Heinz is reviving the Maxwell House coffee brand with an iced foam breakthrough technology.
There's a surprising economic difference between iced coffee and hot coffee.
Yes, there is. But Jack, if we're going to talk about this story, let's go back to 7:30 a.m. Jack, what is the best part of waking up?
Folgers in your cup.
No, it's not. It's Maxwell House.
Oh, shoot. Bite my tongue.
Three out of four times we get this wrong, man.
Sorry, Maxwell House.
Well, Maxwell House happens to be owned by Kraft Heinz, but it was founded back in 1892.
1892. That's before half and half got invented.
Back then, all they had was quarter-quarter.
But yet, for 100 years, Maxwell House was the top-selling coffee brand in America.
Maxwell House was the coffee brand for a century.
But today, Maxwell House has fallen to number three.
For 20 years now, Maxwell House has been losing to Folgers and Starbucks and your local organic co-op brand with the guy with six tattoos on his forearm.
But to get their groove back, they just launched a new product.
A moonshot product.
Instant at-home iced latte. Nobody's pulled that off before.
No one's pulled this off, Jack. This is NASA-level stuff. And what's the key part of this product, the highlight?
Mixable foam.
Mixable foam. Or as Maxwell House describes their technology, a gaseous form encapsulated in a matrix of starch and dairy.
All you do is pour in a packet of powder into a glass of iced water and mix it up, and somehow you get an iced latte with foam.
Yetis, Jack and I have to make this clear. This is a technology breakthrough.
Maxwell House didn't split the coffee bean. They split the atom with this invention.
This defies the laws of physics, this new foam.
This isn't the Manhattan Project. It's the Macchiato Project.
Jack, who whipped this up, a barista or Oppenheimer?
But Yetis, we noticed a strange thing about how we consume coffee in America.
Yes, there's a strange phenomenon in the coffee industry. Iced coffee and hot coffee occupy two different worlds, two different economies.
Hot coffee at home, iced coffee when you're out.
Let's jump into the numbers here, Jack. At coffee shops, the vast majority of coffee sold right now is cold coffee. That's what's sold.
You're making your hot girl walk out the store with an iced double-digit latte in your hand.
Jack, can you whip up the Starbucks earnings for us, please?
Starbucks proves this because 75% of the beverages they sell are iced beverages.
Three out of four coffees sold at Starbucks are sold cold.
But at home, it's the opposite. Only 7% of coffee consumed at home is iced coffee.
Let's just repeat that, Yetis. Only 7% of the coffee you're drinking at home is an iced coffee.
Hot coffee at home, fro on the go.
Cold in the streets, hot in the sheets.
Right, I think. Now, the reason we're consuming iced coffee only when we're out is because iced coffee is tough to make at home.
I mean, this is your classic convenience factor, Yetis. If you're going to commit the time to making an iced coffee, you also need to make it at scale.
Yeah, if it takes 5 hours, you're going to make gallons worth of it, not just a convenient cup for your morning.
Now, only a coffee shop can pull off that kind of an operation. It requires logistics.
But Maxwell House's Nobel Prize winning invention is going to change that iced coffee calculus.
It's like a Trinity test in a venti. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Maxwell House and Kraft Heinz?
This instant iced latte displays the 80-20 rule of marketing.
Ah, Yetis, the 80-20 rule. Jack and I have talked to you about it before. 80% of your positive outcomes come from just 20% of the inputs.
Yeah, 80% of your success tends to come from just 20% of your efforts.
Well, the way Jack and I see it, in this case, Maxwell House's new product is cold instant coffee.
That's 80% of what's in the glass.
But the marketing for this product is all about the foam.
Just the 20% on the tippy top of your glass.
But here's the key. Maxwell House knows that 20% can drive 80% of the consumer interest.
So all the marketing of this new product is about this incredible foam that they somehow pulled off.
Boom, the 20% detail.
Because in marketing, it's not always about the main thing. It's about those details.
Exactly. It's the 80-20 rule of marketing. For our second story, we just got the numbers on Threads, Meta's Twitter killer. And it was off to a hot start, but the engagement has tanked.
Brace yourself, because Zuck is now opening up his infamous playbook.
Threads, Facebook's Twitter copycat. Yetis, when we see a Zuckin' like this, this is a stage five Zuckin', isn't it, Jack?
Threads was peak unoriginality from Mark Zuckerberg.
Jack, apparently they were this close to just calling it other Twitter over a Meta.
Yeah. Well, they got 100 million downloads of Threads in the first 5 days.
Yetis, this was the fastest app ever to hit the century mark when it came to downloads.
And it was July 10th when Threads hit 100 million downloads in record speed.
And the very next day, Jack and I predicted on this pod that Threads would eventually hit 1 billion downloads.
But we also predicted long term, just a tenth of those billion downloads would actually use Threads.
Because getting people to download an app is fundamentally easier than retaining them as a user.
Yeah, the reality, most people don't want text-based social media.
The reality is that most people want video-based social media.
Pictures are hotter than letters.
Like F, you look cool, but you look better under a filter.
Videos go viral more than the letter V.
So here's what Jack and I find fascinating, Yetis. Just last week, Meta announced earnings, and Jack and I had one very particular question to get answered.
Hey, Zuck, how many people are using Threads?
Yeah, like Zuck, you boasted about Threads hitting 10 million downloads and 50 million downloads and 100 million downloads over the last 3 weeks.
Well, guess what? Meta would not tell us how many people are actually using Threads.
Which was inconvenient, wasn't it, Jack?
But third-party data providers did tell us how many people are using Threads.
Which is very convenient, isn't it, Jack?
Sensor Tower just reported that engagement on Threads is down 70% for a second straight week.
We repeat, Yetis, engagement on Threads, the new fastest growing app ever, is down 70%.
And the time spent by those smaller number of users is down 75% on average.
All right, Jack, we got to sprinkle on more context here. So can you whip up the numbers for us from week one over Threads?
150 million people use Threads an average of 19 minutes per day.
All right, now, Jack, can you whip up the numbers for us from week three of Threads?
Just 13 million people use Threads for an average of just 4 minutes a day.
Besties, looks like Hot Zuck Summer is over as soon as it began.
When you rip the threads in your pants, it's embarrassing. Am I the only one who that's happened to?
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Threads?
Every product needs a playbook. And now it's time for Zuck's playbook.
Yeti's funny thing Jack and I noticed. Mark's Meta disciples said one word 5 times on last week's earnings call. And what was that word, Jack?
Playbook.
Playbook.
They were referring to the way that Meta launches, scales, and then monetizes new features and new apps.
In fact, Zuck said, we've run this playbook many times before with Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Stories, Reels, and more.
So what's next in the playbook for Threads? Hooks.
Hooks. The key to retaining users is hooks.
For example, Zuck said he's going to start showing important threads in Instagram, so that you'll tap into that thread and move from the Instagram app to the Threads app.
And that's just one of Zuck's retention-boosting hooks out there.
That is page 2 of Zuck's infamous product playbook.
Because every product needs a playbook.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
For our third and final story, there is a new shade of white paint that could literally save the planet.
And that white paint reveals the most important force in our economy.
Yetis, if climate change had a PR team right now, they'd be thrilled with how much attention they are getting, aren't they, Chad?
Every front page of every newspaper, it's about a climate change situation.
And besties, that's because today is the final day of July, which happens to be the hottest month ever recorded by far.
And according to the World Meteorological Organization, July was the hottest month in 120,000 years.
120,000 years. The Sahara didn't even exist back then. We were like in interglacial periods.
And Nick, July 2023 beat July 2019's record by almost a full degree Fahrenheit.
And not in the kind of way you want to get a medal for.
Now, Yeti, scientists say that July's heat wave would be virtually impossible without the human-driven climate change.
It is a sad summer out there. The air in Arizona is a sauna.
The water off the coast of Florida is a jacuzzi.
It's 100 degrees off the coast of Florida, which is actually a jacuzzi temperature.
And we covered the boom in air conditioners, which we called the duct tape of climate change. But that actually makes climate change worse with all the electricity it needs.
But yet is Jack and I come bearing some hopeful information with a lovely takeaway.
The hopeful information is the whitest white ever.
We repeat, the whitest white could save us.
Yetis, the most obvious way to slow climate change is to use less fossil fuels, but so far, we're incapable of that.
So, in 2020, scientists over at Purdue University found another way, and that way was the whitest white.
Those scientists invented a paint that was crazy white.
There was any pigment of impurity in this white paint. Eat that, Sherwin Williams.
You think you've seen white before? You haven't seen this white before.
Besties, this paint was so white, it bounces 98% of the light back off of it.
It's so white that instead of absorbing light like a sunbather, it bounces all the light back out into space.
And get this, Jack, could you whip up that stat we discovered in the New York Times?
If this white paint covered just 2% of planet Earth, then global temperatures would stop rising.
Because Yetis, if the roof of an Amazon warehouse was painted in this whitest of white color paint, they'd need way less air conditioning.
Because all the heat bounces off the building instead of being absorbed.
If a Costco parking lot is painted in this whitest of white color paint, it will be 8 to 19 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than it typically would be.
Because the heat bounces off the ground.
Yetis, what we're saying here is this is the best thing to happen to whiteness since white sliced bread.
Or legacy admissions.
Or Connecticut. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in everyone in the economy?
The best hope for solving climate change is a profit puppy.
Yeah, it is. Of the many things that can motivate people, the profit incentive, it's the most reliable.
Most innovations exist in this world today because the innovators thought their invention could make money.
Even higher education feels the pull of the profit incentive. And this super white, whitest of white paint, it proves it.
Purdue University is working on patenting this white paint so that they can commercialize it.
And if anyone deserves to profit from this whitest of white paints, it's the university and the scientists who actually created the thing.
Many things can motivate innovators to innovate. Money, fame, altruism, they're all motivators.
But the most reliable incentive of all is the profit puppy. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to kick off the week?
Maxwell House invented what was thought to be uninventable, instant iced latte.
And their marketing of this fabulous foam shows the 80-20 rule of marketing.
For our second story, Meta's Threads is way down on both active users and time spent.
But every product needs a playbook, so Zuck has turned into page two of his infamous product playbook.
And our third and final story, with the help of a federal grant, Purdue University invented a super white light that could save us from climate change.
Honestly, the best hope for climate change is probably a profit puppy. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Valerie Yokin from lovely College Station, Texas.
Like Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper's soda recipe is a closely held trade secret.
But get this, they are extremely secretive about the Dr. Pepper soda recipe.
They are so secretive that they keep the recipe split into two parts.
Half the list of ingredients is kept in a safe at one Dallas bank, and the other half of ingredients is kept in a safe at a second Dallas bank.
It's like the nuclear football. You got to turn two keys at the same time.
It's a bigger secret than that enchilada recipe you still won't tell me, Jack.
Never. I'll prepare it for you anytime, though, if you come visit.
Hey, you say that every time, but I want the recipe. I can't just wait 3 months. All right, never mind. We'll deal with that later. In the meantime, Yetis, you look fantastic today. And you'll also look fantastic if you're reading and sharing our new T-Boy newsletter.
Go to news.tboypod.com to sign up today.
The best newsletter yet. Drops on Wednesday.
By the way, it's free. As if we had to say that. It's free.
Guac's always extra. Newsletter, never. And before we go, a happy birthday to legendary Yeti, Yi Lee, the MC straight out of NYC.
This is the OG Podfather, whose pod son, Eli, is a lucky boy.
Nobody pods like this guy pods. And a happy birthday to our buddy Daniel Briscoe down in Louisville, Kentucky.
And happy birthday to Mike Beaudoin in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And Damon Hall is celebrating while in active duty in the field, in the military. Thank you for your service and your birthday, Damon Hall.
Happy birthday to Christy Freevold, dropping takeaways on her husband over in Marin County.
And Julia Karpis is celebrating that birthday with a double-digit latte in the Capital One Cafe.
Congratulations to Jose and Rebecca Mateo, celebrating 2 years together in Richmond, Virginia.
And Emma Pellegrino, soak up every minute of your internship over at Patagonia in Italy.
Best internship ever?
We'll take two.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon. According to the World Meteorological Organization, If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.